is Chris Voss from the record company. You're listening to Devil Radio. This song's called How High. We are the record company. We play rock and roll.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. How high? Very high. You can join us on the phones at 844-967-2789.
I guess technically here in the upper Midwest, the central time zone, we're welcoming you back from the 420 break. Bill Barr, I hate that guy.
Me too.
The former Attorney General under Donald Trump. And there is some new news. The headline, Dom, and I'm just going to take the headline. I'll let you tell the story. Bill Barr discussions to cooperate with the January 6th committee. I'm not exactly expecting full, open, and transparent cooperation. There's going to be a lot of CYA.
Sure. And if that CYA is if it happens to occur while he, you know, throws Trump under the bus, okay. I'm fine with that. Axios, Jonathan Swan reporting, as Crudy mentioned, discussions with the J6 to appear for a formal transcribed interview, according to two sources with direct knowledge. Barr is likely to cooperate with the committee, according to a source with familiar with his thinking. Tim Mulvey, a spokesman for the J6 committee, declined to comment. No firm decision has been made by the committee on whether to invite Barr to appear in public meetings, hearings that begin in June.
No.
Axios previously reported that Trump berated Barr repeatedly to get the Justice Department to declare the 2020 election stolen. Barr refused. And they go,
you know what he would be like? He'd be like Pantangeli in the Godfather 2 movie, right? The guy that's supposed to turn on the Corleone family. And then he gets there and it's time to give the public testimony. And they bring his brother in from Sicily.
Yeah. It was, the guy, government guy, says me when I said, yeah, Michael Corleone. Yeah. No.
Don't worry about anything, Frankie Five
Fingers. Yeah. Frankie Five Fingers.
So you see my point.
With public testimony, perhaps.
Bill Barr up to basically going totally bring it down.
Really? Like, you don't think Bill Barr has the ego to want to be the hero in something like this?
Ego?
Yeah.
No, I think he's a contemptuous bastard. I think he's just as fascistic as his former boss. How do I know that?
Sure, that doesn't
mean... He gave complete and utter cover on the
yes,
Mueller report.
That is absolutely
true.
He
knew that the only reason the guy was the president is because either he was coordinating with Russia, which I get, it wasn't proven. But, of course, he couldn't prove it. It wasn't proven by the Mueller special counsel because the former president was obstructing on every level. And Bill Barr, who was the attorney general, not personal counsel, he's not Rudy, he's not somebody that Trump hired, but he certainly acted like Trump's personal attorney. So, you know,
he protected the office of the presidency.
He was in it for the ideology of the uniform executive. The more power you could bestow in that executive, because he knew, Bill Barr knows, Republicans aren't afraid to exercise, to flex their power when they have it.
Well, what's the point of power if you don't use it? But and those are all accurate statements.
There's nothing in his history that would suggest.
What his history is a narcissistic SOB just like Trump. That's exactly how it is. And what I would bet money that he would absolutely throw Trump under the bus.
I would take that.
Protect himself and write another book if he thought he'd get some money out of it and some notoriety out of it. Absolutely he would do that. Without question. Just based on what you explained of his own background, we see publicly and how he defended Trump in the first place.
I think he would give very, you know, sort of half answers. I don't think you're going to get any clear testimony, not Barr, not trying to bring down the former boss, because there's too much political downside. For him to throw Donald Trump under the bus in a public hearing, in a public setting, never going to happen. This guy likes it too good at the country club. And the only way he stays is sort of an important former Trumpster. is if he doesn't tarnish the reputation of his former boss.
Oh, come on, man. If it becomes so very glaringly obvious from the war room and the White House meetings.
More glaringly obvious?
More glaringly obvious. As it becomes known, I mean, he could step up and be the hero of the people, man. You don't think that that's attractive for a guy like Bill Barr to finally follow through what he should have done the whole time?
He's going
to
come off as a heroic figure in history.
It's absolutely possible that he could. Why would he even offer to sit down in the first place? Or why? What? Go into
perhaps he felt compelled to do so because the next step would be subpoenas.
So,
well, then you can compel his testimony. Right now, you know, you're a cooperative witness. He can just go in and say, you know, under advice counsel, executive privilege, whatever stupid, asinine stall tactic or not answering the question tactic as is necessary. But I don't believe in my heart of hearts, and I'll put money where your money is to take on that bet, because I don't think Bill Barr, not in a public setting, not where it could be used in a public way against the former chief. No, because he fears Trump. And he fears the repercussions.
Not
he
fear
fears
Trump.
The loss if of status fear, by the what? Diminishment of Trump.
That will wane with the convictions and as the stories come out and it becomes known.
Yeah, Trump but will the be winners a get to write the history.
Well, he knows that. And if he gets to write the history, he gets to write his own conclusion to the crap show that he was a part of and participated in to maybe, come on, man. You look at guys like James Santel, who, you know, worked for the man, right? He was held in some regard before working for Trump. You don't think he wants to get his reputation back to a degree and maybe a few bucks?
Doesn't give a damn about his bad reputation.
But he's scared of Donald Trump, and they got into a shouting match and he quit because he's scared. He didn't follow. He didn't do what Trump wanted him to do. That's why he left.
Here's the quote, allegedly, from Bill Barr. I'm a pretty informed legal observer, and I can't effing figure out what the theory is here. It's just scattershot. It's all over the hill and gone. Well, that's what he said about the whole plume coup plot, right?
Yes.
Well, he's not going to come out and say those sort of things publicly.
If you
give me 3-2.
I'll give you straight up, man.
Come back. I don't know if I'd like a fair fight. More Devil's Advocates. It's never a fair fight when you take us on. Bring it. 844-967-2789. Your calls could be next.
But don't ever take sides with anyone against the family again.
Well, history is written by the winner, so it largely depends on who's writing the history.
A bit snitty.